wherever you may be, welcome to the One Perspective to Another podcast. I am your humble and gracious host, A.Dot Sanders, here, back, finally. Been a little minute with episode 170 of the One Perspective to Another podcast. I am back. First and foremost, I know you enjoy these, so I'm going to give you another shout-out. Shout-out to AK for asking, because I know he's been asking about these episodes and these shits, and I know you want to do yours. But life, we're going to do a little my own fucking, like I used to do, just diary, what I've doing, what I was going to do. Like, my first episode back was going to be about talking about taking the time to pick the flowers and what happens when you pick a flower versus setting the roots so you can get more flowers, and taking time and understanding about people's in your own journey. Like, you can't do everything that you want to do all the time, and you got to set yourself up. And if you're not passionate about doing something at the time, then there's no point in doing it. And a lot of life was going on for me. I'm pretty sure I'll talk about it in another podcast, but I'm just trying to get my shit in order. And in that hierarchy of things that I needed to do, my podcast just took a back seat, you can say, to my methods and shit that I need to get done. But we at a point now where we can dive back in. It's always good to see. Still make a little money, even though you ain't podcasting. So that's always a plus, but you never do it for the money. But if you want to know, it's $2.98 after a hiatus of 2.5 months. So I'm not mad at it. Every cent counts. Every cent matters. But yeah, like I was saying, I wanted to do an episode about like picking the flower. You see a flower or rose, it's beautiful, and you want to pick it, but you can't. I mean, you can, but when you pick that flower, it's going to die sooner than it is. And if you just let it be, you can make the tree, you can get more. And we got to understand that when we do that with people. Sometimes you just got to admire the flower from afar. Because I know trees and roots and gardening has been a really impactful theme in my life these past 3 to 4 years. And just understanding that process in nature. And I was going to talk about, too, like, you don't see things happen in nature unless you are actively looking at them with fucking science and that shit. It's just, and just learning new shit. It's just, it's inspiring for me personally, because I love to learn. I love to learn new things. But that ain't what this episode is about. This episode is about where Marvel is at, Secret Invasion, and just what has been going on with this shit. Because that's what I feel passionate about right now. It's been a lot of shit going on with Marvel and the writer strikes. Shout out to all the writers out there. I know a couple people who have been in them picket lines. Yeah, gotta get what you deserve, gotta get what you're worth. What else was it? Damn, I forgot, but it is what it is. But I want to start with them. Secret Invasion. Oh, my fun fact. My fun fact is that, did you know that if you're watching a movie or a television show, depending on what type of phone they have, if they have a Samsung phone, 9 times out of 10, they're the villain. And if they have an iPhone or any type of Apple product, that means that they're a good person or a good person in a movie. They don't do shit bad, because I actually Googled it, did some investigative reporting, and says that the Apple won't let bad guys use iPhones in movies, from the director of Knives Out, Ryan Johnson said. He said that Apple revealed that Apple will permit film productions to use its products on screen, but bad characters can't have an iPhone on camera. When you rewatch the film, you can see several characters who are suspects carry or use iPhones. So And that's in hella different movies, hella different, especially on Apple TV. If you rewatch or watch a movie going in with that knowledge, it changes a lot of shit. You can predict who the killer's going to be or whoever the bad guy is going to be if it's that kind of movie or whatnot. But I just found that hella crazy because I heard it and I was like, no fucking way. Or I seen it and I was like, no fucking way. And then thinking about it, because we watched the Secret, we're currently in Secret Invasion. We're 3 episodes in, and everybody, if you don't know what a Skrull is, it's the Secret Invasion. They've been here for a fucking long time, since like 1995. And every single one of them uses a Samsung phone. So it just completely, in my mind, it just blew up the entire MCU because we don't know what's what. And it just got me thinking, like, we've had Loki, we've had Spider-Man Far From Home, we've had Shang-Chi, we've had Eternals, we had another Spider-Man, Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness, Thor Love and Thunder. Recently, this year, 2023, we've had Ant-Man and Wasp, Quantumanium. Recently just got released this week, Guardians of the Galaxy. And now for TV, we're watching Secret Invasion to get to Captain America, New World Order, and Armor Wars. Also with TV, we had WandaVision, Loki, Hawkeye, What If. I think What If is a part of that phase, but whatever. All those things to lead up, because now, and we got the Marvels coming out after or later on in 2023. So we in this Infinity, or done with Infinity Saga, going into the Multiverse Saga. And I did an episode a long time ago. I think it was episode, I wrote it down somewhere. Where did I put it? I don't know. I forgot already. Oh, Opta 94. I talk about the Avengers and how the Infinity War, not the Infinity War, but the Infinity Saga was probably going to be the best saga. But I still want to hold on to that. But the more and more I see going on with this, the more and more in depth this part of the multiverse saga is intriguing me, because you got Loki and doing all that shit with Kang. Kang was in Quantumanium, and everything that Kang did was allowed in Infinity Saga. So that was my first, like, what the fuck moment. My second what the fuck moment is everybody being a Skrull, and how long from 1995 from Captain Marvel to all the way to the Avengers. That's a long ass time in shit that we don't even know about. So I'm looking for a third, or trying to think of a third, but my third is, like, we're at the point in the Infinity Saga where Iron Man 2, Avengers, Age of Ultron area is, and just the time scale, and it's way more shit going on in the Multiverse Saga right now than it is going on in the Infinity Saga. But I don't know if I want to be more lenient towards the Infinity Saga, because a lot of those character stories were just recently, like, come to a close. You got all the original Avengers, they've had their story told. Guardians of the Galaxy just ended their story with Groot and everybody. We as the people can hear what he says now, that he loves everybody. Iron Man died. Spider-Man has become an adult. Black Widow died. Hawkeye is just catering to the young Avengers now. It's in a weird place, and I don't want to discount it because it can still be good. Because what I really want to talk about was the Secret Invasion part of that. We're three episodes deep into this shit, and everything that Nick Fury did from, like, OG Avengers, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., everything that we watched for years, well, how many seasons was it of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? Like, six or seven seasons of that. Everything on there was a lie. Everybody on that show could have been a Skrull. We don't know. And that's what intrigues me, because you don't know how far back it goes. But in the MCU, I don't know if they're going to make a movie that's specifically about the aftermath and the intricacies of what really happened inside of S.H.I.E.L.D., inside of Hydra. Like, what about the people in Hydra? What about the bad guys? Are the bad guys Skrulls too? We don't know. So many questions that I have no answers for. And it's a million Skrulls on planet Earth, and they already in the military. But they said, or the director of Secret Invasion said, that all will be revealed in these next three episodes. Or not next three episodes, but just in the totality of Secret Invasion. And that's a lot to feel. And this shit is going slow, but it's just so much shit being unraveled and just makes you go back. Like I said, with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., like Maria Hill dying, is she really dead? We get to find out about Nick Fury. He over there banging aliens. We don't know what's going on with that. Like, what? It makes no sense. And then you still got everything going on with Loki and, like, towards the multiverse saga. And it's like, how is all this shit going to connect? That's why I'm kind of scared, because I don't know how it's going to connect. Because I was all about Marvel, and it's all connected. It's all connected. Every single time a movie came out. But now it's not connected anymore. Or maybe that's the point. Maybe they want to break shit up and have us in confusion to see that Kang was really the person doing this shit all along. I don't know. We'll see. Like I said, the current, after Infinity Saga, we're in the Multiverse Saga. And then, after the Multiverse Saga, we're going to get the fucking Mutant Saga. And after the Mutant Saga, that's going to start after Armor Wars. So that's going to be 2028. So for the next, what we got coming up, we got Thunderbolts. No, we got the Marvels. We got Captain America New World Order. We got the Thunderbolts. We got Blade. We got Deadpool 3. We got Fantastic Four. We got Avengers Kang Dynasty. Then recently, we're probably going to get another Doctor Strange in the middle of Avengers Kang Dynasty and Secret Wars. Secret Wars is going to come to a head with this Secret Invasion. Kang Dynasty is going to come to a head with the Multiverse Saga. And then we're going to have the TV shows. We're going to have What If. We're going to have season two of Loki. Then we're going to have Ironheart. Then we're going to have Agatha, Covenant of Chaos, which is another season of, what's her name? Black Widow. Damn, I'm having a brain fart. Why can't I think of her name? Elizabeth Olsen. I can't think of her character name. Brain fart. It's happening when you do this shit on the fly. But her, and then we're going to have another TV show of Daredevil. And it's just like, how is all this shit going to meet up? And where is Spider-Man? We ain't heard shit about Spider-Man. Spider-Verse is going nuts. That should be the next bootleg. Spider-Man coming out. That was a great movie. I just hate that these movies are doing these parts. Like part one and part two. Everybody's trying to be like Marvel and Avengers Endgame. Like, I don't think there's ever going to be another time where the world just went to go see a movie and it makes $1.5 billion. People are trying. We're seeing it with The Flash and just all these movies just tanking and bombing because nobody wants to see it. I think people just have superhero movie fatigue, like regular people. They don't want to see that shit no more. We have 15 years to get up to Infinity Saga. Now we're in the start of another saga, and like, people don't want to invest another 15 years into that shit. I think the average person doesn't. I do, because I'm making a fucking podcast about it, but I don't know if the rest of the world is ready to take that kind of dive and not get a payoff until May 2026. That's 3 years away. But then they're going to get pushed back. So it's 2027 and 28. That's a long time to be waiting to get to an epic climactic finish of a movie. But I don't know. We'll see. I'll be making my pre-orders on AMC. Stubbs, free popcorn, shake up the cup, put the extra butter in that thing. You know how we do. but yeah, that's what I wanted to talk about. Secret Invasion, we got three more episodes. It's just all the things that happen and with Kang and Loki. I'm really excited for Loki. Loki and Kang, or watching Loki and Kang, made everything about the Infinity Saga just break my heart that it meant nothing. But it meant something because we didn't know that we would get to this point. But we're here now. But I guess that's just a magnitude of storytelling. You build up something for so long to just for it to be done, but then the next big bad just makes it slaps you in the face and says, yeah, that was all my doing and it meant nothing because I made it happen. Excuse me. Kind of crazy. But yeah, because I see a lot of people on YouTube, all the YouTube dudes, they just ignore those facts that we got rid of everything to be reduced to atoms in the Thanos voice, and they never talk about like those little things of like shit connecting and like how in Guardians of the Galaxy, how the movie starts is how it always finishes. Rocket talking about I'm not a raccoon. At the end of the movie, he talks about him being a raccoon. It's just those little lines that mean so much because it's still, whether it's a superhero movie or whether it's Oppenheimer or fucking Barbie, it's still storytelling. And there's a lot of richness and storytelling in these movies. There's substance. There's still a human or an alien dealing with some type of grief or some type of problem. And I think that's why it was so captivating for me in the first or in the Infinity Saga. But that's my main point now, is like I don't see where that's coming to a head in this second course. There's no humanity and there's no connection. Like, they're pushing the narrative of like you don't want to see your culture on the screen, but I don't think that's enough, because whether you black, white, purple, green, it don't matter. Like, you still, your outer shell deals with things, but your inner person still deals with the same shit. And then I don't think they have that. I don't think they encompass that white quite yet. But I don't know. We'll see. There's still a lot of time left. There's still a lot of pushbacks. A lot of cancellations can happen. But we still got movies coming. We still got TV shows coming. So we're going to see what's going to happen with that. I think this middle saga will probably be the weakest saga. But when we get to 2028 and you get that multiverse saga and you get them X-Men on the screen, that's going to make $1 billion. So we just got to get through this storyline and get through this narrative and see what's going to happen and see who really going to be in the mix. Because the mutant saga is going to be on some other shit. Right now, I guess we're just clearing the way to see where the mutants are going to land and see what kind of space and territory that they're in. Because the mutants, they're going to be taking on the entire universe. But where we go after that, I don't know. They said it's 2028 through 2025. God willing, I live that long to see the climactic conclusion of the mutant saga, because I can't fucking wait. But yeah, I just wanted to talk about some shit that I was thinking about. Because it's Marvel on my mind. Marvel's always going to be my love. Get back to being consistent. I'll talk about next week about the thought I had when I started it, with the growing and picking flowers and just being more mindful of what we take from people and what we do for people and what forces us to do in the first place. But on that note, as always, it's just my perspective. back with some perspective. I ain't even gonna sound like record people because I don't know. It's probably just gonna be me just doing this shit again, but we'll see. But I'm still cashing in IOUs from people if I do get the time and we get some steady, like work or timing and doing an actual episode. But yeah, let me see if I missed anything. I made some notes, not many, but yeah, I just wanted to go on a tangent about the MCU and saying that I'm still gonna be watching. I'm still gonna be pre-ordering for the Marvels. I'm pre-ordering for Captain America. Shout out Brie Larson. I don't hate you. You are appreciated, even though everybody else hates you. But yeah, we in there like swimwear. It's about to be the summertime. Everybody about to be outside. I'm not. Save your money. Invest it in something. And as always, tell two friends to tell two friends. And I'll catch you on the flip side. And we out. This is episode 170 of the One Perspective to Another podcast. And I'm out.